Amen. Amen, amen. Good songs. We will be singing those through the month of November, so until we get to December, then we get to sing Christmas songs all month. Today is Sunday, October 27th, and today's message is titled, Already Have Victory. So let me ask you, what bad things happened to you this week? And how bad were they? And then think about how did you react? And then think about how you could have reacted. Well, the thing to remember and the thing that I would like to point out to you, the thing that I would like to make clear, is that no matter how bad things were this week, no matter what you went through, no matter how you reacted, no matter how you didn't react, no matter what all that was, no matter what the situation, the fact of the matter is that you are here today, sitting in that chair, enjoying this service, singing the Lord's praises, drawing closer to Him through His Word. And because of that, you have victory. So many things that you could have done, so many ways that you could have reacted, so many ways that you could have not glorified God, maybe things that you held back on saying, holding your tongue. Maybe some things you said and you regret. Whatever the case may be this week, you're here. And because of that, you have victory. Think of what you could have done. You could have stayed home. You could have stayed in bed. You could have said, oh, God understands. I just don't feel like it today. But you didn't. You're here. And that brings you victory. You've chosen the path of victory by coming in today, and you didn't allow your circumstances, those distractions, those tools that the devil likes to use against us, you didn't allow those to knock you off your foundation, to distract you, to draw you away from God. We all know the devil is good. He knows what buttons to push. We all know the tools of the devil, doubt and discouragement and anger. Anger and doubt, I think, are the two biggest tools of the devil. Anger is one of the easiest. Because being a sin-filled human, as we all are, anger is our first reaction when something doesn't go right. We get frustrated, we get angry, we get irritated, we lash out. And the devil does his little happy dance when we do that, because he knows that he's gotten one up on us. So many ways that we could dishonor God during the week. So many times we choose to turn the other cheek rather than to do the thing that is wrong. One of my favorite scriptures is Romans 12:21, where it says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. It's very difficult to do. It really is, because the devil is good. He is. He knows what to do. And we always think that we've got one up on him. But then he pulls something out of his bag of tricks that we don't even see coming. And before we know it, we've done something that we'll regret. Well, for many of us, oftentimes, not being here on Sunday, not drawing closer to God, isn't an option. And that's a good thing. That shows that our foundation, that our faith is founded in the right principle, that our faith is founded in the solid rock of Christ, and He's our chief cornerstone. There are still those doubts that come. There are still those ways the devil can get us not to get up out of bed. Many people that I know in the circle that we are in choose to go to the bar, turn to the world in a life of sin, addiction, drinking, alcoholism, whatever the case may be. I know a lot of people that turn to chocolate, turn to a tub of ice cream when things go bad. That's still an addiction. It's called the food addiction. The ways of the world are filled with sin, and it's hard to overcome those ways. When we trust in God and we rely on Him and we realize, Lord, I am weak without You, But when I am weak, you are strong, and I need you so much. And because of that, we go to the places where we know. We draw close to the Lord. We enter into his house to receive his word. And by doing so, we give God the victory. Even in life's everyday struggles and situations, it's very easy to falter. We don't choose the best way to handle things. We may see the devil winning a battle in our life, winning a battle or two, where he thinks he's gotten over on us. He may win the battle, but he's not won the war. Amen? And of course, there's a set of scripture that I didn't mark for me to read, so bear with me here. Where is it? Back here. The word tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, as soon as I find it. I apologize. I try to be ready for all these things. I sit at night when I study and all these things come to my mind. I write them all down and then I go back in and I fill them in with scripture. Okay. Hebrews chapter 4 verses 14 through 16 tells us, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. We have that comforter. We have that the one that set the example, the one that's gone through all things that we have gone through. And he knows our trials and our tribulations. He can sympathize with us because he's gone through it. And when we draw close to him on that issue, when we draw close to him on all things, he becomes our comforter, our guide. He leads and guides us. He becomes our revelator and shows us things that we may not have seen before. Then he gives us the strength to do what is right. Christ suffered a lot, just as we do, maybe in a different way than what we do. But because of that, the victory is not given to the devil. The word tells us that victory was given through the death and was swallowed up by the death of Christ. But the victory when it was given was by his resurrection, because the devil had no hold on him, just as he has no hold on us. If Christ has been raised and is resurrected, the word tells us if he has been resurrected, so will we. All we have to do is believe in him and follow him. Now we can proclaim victory through Christ and know that we've been washed in the blood. 1 Corinthians 15:57 tells us, but thanks be to God who gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I like what 55 says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is law. But thanks be to God who gives victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Know, too, that if you have proclaimed Jesus Christ as your Savior and accepted him in your heart, you then are covered by his blood. You are washed in the blood that he shed on the cross. And your sins have been made white as snow, because all of those are covered when his blood was shed. The Old Testament tells us of how back in Christ's time, they would atone for their sins by bringing an offering to the high priest for slaughter. And that blood that was shed for that sacrifice, for that atonement, to atone for their sins, redeemed them. Well, Christ became our one and all sacrifice to cover all of our sins when his blood was shed. It's a representation of what they did in the old days. Please don't bring me your sacrifices. I don't have any desire to slaughter animals. And praise God, we don't have to. That's what Christ took care of for us. So that's how we become washed in the blood, by proclaiming Christ as our Savior, by drawing close to him, by allowing him into our hearts to take care of all of our sin and to redeem us and to purify us. 1 John tells us in 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he himself is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So his blood cleanses us from all sin. And then another word of encouragement for you comes from Isaiah 53:5, where the word says, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Many verses read, by his stripes you are healed. But all of those give us that victory in Christ. We're washed in the blood. We're cleansed of our sins because of the things that he went through. The blood shed on the cross. The punishment that he endured. All of those stripes, 39, because why not 40? Because one more would have killed him before God had intended it to be done. And not in a way it was intended. But by all of that, we are healed. So even still, even with all of that, we have those situations that come up that are designed to return us to a life of sin and eternal death. Because that's what the devil wants. He's hoping to win as many people over to his party as he can. Always battling us, always trying to get us to stray, to turn to back to the ways of the world, and to not follow the ways of the Lord, to return us to that path and that future of eternal death. Romans 8:13 says, for if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. If ye live after the flesh. How many here knows that battling your flesh is not an easy thing? Amen. It is so difficult to have power over our flesh. It's one thing that I pray for daily, every day. Lord, please give me power over my flesh. Allow me to control my tongue. Put a guard on my shoulder and a hand over my mouth is what I pray to the Lord. Because sometimes I know that when I want to lash out and say the wrong things, if I feel that touch on my shoulder of the Lord, I know not to say it. And as long as he's with me and strengthens me, then it doesn't matter what I'm going through. I can have victory in Christ because he has cleansed me. He's cleansed each and every one of us. And we've chosen that way. We've chosen that path. We've chosen the path that leads to eternal life. By being here today, by coming and drawing close to God, we can proclaim that. We can proclaim and declare power over our enemies. We can proclaim power over those things that are designed to defeat us. We can proclaim victory in Christ. It's plain and simple. The bad thing is we forget. We forget that. We get so wrapped up in our circumstances. Let me tell you, when you take your eyes off of the Lord and start to think and put your focus in your circumstances, that's when things start to go downhill. I don't have much money in the bank. I have no food in the cupboard. I just lost my job. My car broke down. I'm arguing with my spouse. All designed to get you on that path to eternal death. When we stand up and we proclaim victory and we say, devil, you have no power here. Danny has a great rebuke for the devil. To realize that there is no power, that he has no power over you. That it's through Christ that you are saved. It is through Christ's blood that you are washed. It is by his stripes that you are healed. Rebuke.
I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ and the blood on the cross. You have no authority over the mind of my body, so get out now.
If you stand in that, you stand in that and proclaim it with authority. The devil knows what's inside of you. He knows that the light of God dwells within you. You have to make sure that you don't forget it. Because that's what happens. We forget. Wait a minute. I'm washed in the blood, saved by my Lord Jesus Christ. The devil has no place here. You may think you've won the battle, but you haven't won the war. Christ already paid that for me. And he is the one that saves us from all eternity, all eternal death. 1 John 5, verses 3 to 5. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, did all those things for your salvation, you have victory. I trust that you believe those things because you're here today. Instead of at home, in bed, distracted by the world and all the busyness of the to-dos today. We're here. We have victory. So many choices that we can make to not draw closer to the Lord. So many ways that may seem easier, the easier, softer way. Ultimately, there is no benefit. Eternally, there is no benefit. It leads us in the wrong direction. Here's a little poem for you. I take the life of victory, not I, but Christ himself in me. He conquers now, he sets me free. I take, he gives the victory. We can proclaim a life of victory by believing and having faith, removing all doubt and trusting in the Lord, putting our faith to work, trusting and knowing that he will take care of all these things, even when we don't see how, even when we doubt, even when we're confused, because the victory's already been given. By the blood and at the cross. My final scripture for you today comes from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 to 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. All of these things that we go through are but for a moment. The choices we make in how we handle them, react to them, are eternal. No word can be taken back after it is spoken. Regrets happen. We make up for them. We try to atone for them. We apologize. But they still leave that lasting wound that takes a long time to heal. Our words cut like a knife. And they can divide us. They can divide us between us and God. They can divide between us and our spouse. They can divide between us and our friends. It's important that we choose our words wisely. Make sure that the words that you're about to say, God would want you to say them. There's always the thumper principle. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. It's not easy. It really isn't. Many times we want justification immediate. Immediate gratification. You hurt me, I hurt you. That's the way of the world. Not of God. The golden rule is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Not do unto others as they do to you. No, as they do to you. But that's the way of the world. You're mean to me, I'm going to be mean to you. No. Be mean to me, Christ says, to turn the other cheek. And to treat people as you wish to be treated. To set the example. It's not easy. It really isn't easy. But what I have found is that I can learn to recognize those tricks. Because the devil has no new ones. The word tells us there's nothing new under the sun. Read scripture from beginning to end. It repeats. The victory comes when we draw close to the Lord. Know that we've already received it. And by being here today in God's house and continuing to draw closer to Him, we can proclaim it and praise God for it. Amen?
Amen.
That's the word for today. Does anybody have anything to add? Any questions? If all hearts and minds are clear, we can stand for dismissal.